Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mario! On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the Nickelodeon icon, my man Mark Summers. Welcome to the show. How you been?
How you been? Last time I saw you was at 90s Con in Connecticut. That was insane, wasn't it?
Wow, that was. I believe there's another one around the corner coming up, huh?
Yeah, I'll be doing my show. I won't be able to go. I was invited, not this time, but I'm doing another one in Pittsburgh, I think, coming up. I don't know. Do you do a lot of those?
I don't, just because I'm busy, but I try to get to the big ones when I can. They're a lot of fun. It's nice to see those people. So it's cool that that those sort of things kind of get to resurface, and you know, you get to meet all the folks that grew up with us right there.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, they all have a story to tell us, and it's kind of fun to hear those stories.
Absolutely. Well, you've turned your memoir into an off-Broadway game show. Congrats on that. The Life in Slimes of Mark Summers. What inspired this mashup?
Well, you know what? I talked about doing this for years. We started it about 10 years ago and, you know, did it in Bloomington, Indiana and Mount Gretna, Pennsylvania. We were doing it this summer in Buffalo, New York. And the director of the Mrs. Doubtfire tour came in. They were opening next to us and said, why don't you do the show in New York? I said, I have no idea how to do that. He connected me with the Schubert Organization, and, you know, here we are a few months later. And it's about, there's a touch of Double Dare in there. As a matter of fact, we bring people on stage and actually play the game a few times. But it's more about overcoming obstacles and talking about that throughout my life, where I've had cancer. I've been in a car accident where I broke every bone in my face, and I had obsessive compulsive disorder where I was hosting the messiest show on TV and trying to deal with that. So there's a lot of other stories to be told in this show.
So it's more of a performance than a game show itself on stage.
100%. The game show is maybe 10 minutes of an hour and a half performance.
Got it. And back in the day, there were more than 500 episodes, which is a heck of a run. Does any single moment stand out to you?
You know, we had so many, you know, versions of this. It started off as Double Dare, then it became Super Sloppy Double Dare. Then it was the point where we were doing it with the grown-ups as well. We let off the Fox Network at 8 o'clock when they first started. So there's been many versions of this thing, but I think the kid version was the best. When the parents got involved and there were trips to Europe and cars as prizes, they would get really upset if they didn't win. And all the kids wanted to do was get messy. So there was a big difference.
Of course. What was the slime actually made of?
Back in the day, it was vanilla pudding, applesauce, a little oatmeal, and green food coloring.
So you could eat it.
Sounds delicious.
You could eat it. See, that was the deal. The insurance people wanted to make sure if the kids got it in the mouth, they could eat it. Now they have a company that makes slime exclusively for Nick. And when you go in to shoot a show, you can spend days trying to figure out the viscosity. There's a word I didn't know about.
That's a good word.
How thick, how thin do you want it to drip and all that other kind of stuff. But I'm not sure it's edible like it used to be.
I was going
to
say, but can you eat it? Oh, wow.
I read
you struggled with OCD. So how did you deal with all the slime?
Well, you know what? That was an interesting part of my life. You know, I was 34 years old, wanted to host a TV show. And it wasn't working out the way I had hoped. And then Double Dare happened. When we did the auditions, obviously there was no mess. And I walked into the studio the first day and there was this slide with whipped cream and chocolate. And I said, what's that? They said, well, that's the obstacle course. I said, explain that to me. And they said, whoever wins, if they can run 8 obstacles in 60 seconds or less, they win a bunch of prizes. And my first thought was, well, why would kids want to get messy? Boy, I had no idea what I was talking about.
Oh, so, you obviously didn't have kids.
You know, you have to figure out if you waited that long for something, I wasn't going to let anything get in my way. So I was able to cope with it for the, you know, 35 minutes that you're shooting the show. But I did have an awkward time. Often when I was full of whipped cream and slime and other substances, I would start to take my clothes off in front of the kids. And the Nickelodeon Network would say, could you do that in the dressing room?
Right.
But I didn't like the feeling so much that I just wanted to get out of it. So it was sort of the yin and yang of wanting to live your dreams, but coping with OCD.
Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating. Before the Double Dare days, you wrote for Bob Barker on Truth or Consequences.
I did the last year. I started as a page at CBS, met him on Price is Right, and then got asked to do Truth or Consequences the last year he did it. And it was like going to school. As a guy who always wanted to host TV shows, to sit there and watch him select contestants and the way he treated them. And there's a line that I use in the show that Bob taught me, which is, if you make everybody else around you look good, then you look good.
Absolutely.
And Barker,
that's a key to being a good host.
Yeah. And Barker said this to me early on. It's not about you. Make the contestants the stars. And when I watch you on your newest show on Game Show Network, little plug there, you do that quite well. You're the king of that, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It means a lot coming from you. What about Burt Reynolds? Did y'all really have beef back in the day?
Well, that's another one of those things. You know, you always want to get on the Tonight Show, and I wanted to be on with Johnny. Needless to say, it didn't happen, but I got on with Jay. And for whatever reason, you know, you can look at this thing online and it pops up like every 90 days when I guess there's a slow news day. But Burt got into a fight with me. And the next thing I know,
wait, hold on. He got into a fight with you because of what?
Well, here's the deal. I was talking about what it is I do and he was sort of making fun of me. And I leaned over to him and I said, you know, Burt, I used to be on Win, Lose, or Draw all the time. It was a show that his company was producing. And he said, funny, I don't remember. And it just got ugly. And we were talking about being married, and I leaned over to him and I said, and by the way, I'm still married, because he was going through the divorce with Lonnie.
Good for you. Don't take any shit from Burt Reynolds.
I didn't care. I just went, you know, look, I started off as a stand-up comic. I was going to let this guy heckle me and screw up, you know, my 6 minutes of fame on the show.
And he took it personal?
The next thing I know, pardon me?
And he took it personal?
He took it personally, and the audience was laughing.
Of course.
And originally, we were going to do a pie thing, and at the time, Dave was beating Jay every night. And so Jay said, I don't want to do that. So people always said to me it was set up. It wasn't. There were pies backstage that Jay put a kibosh on right before. So when he looks at the camera and says to the stage manager, get the pies, they came out. And the next thing I know, I'm having a pie fight on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And, you know, the rest is history. It doesn't go away. In fact, when he was going through the divorce with Lonnie, they wanted me to come and speak on Lonnie's behalf about how crazy Burt was at the
time. Oh, my God, that's crazy.
I didn't want any part of that.
Oh, that is wild. That's a great Hollywood story right there. Oh, Mark, so good to catch up with you, man. Congratulations on everything. Look forward to checking out the Off-Broadway game show. That's awesome. You can get tickets, by the way, to The Life and Slimes of Mark Summers over at onwithmario.com. Mark, thanks for hanging out. Hope to get to see you in person.
Good to see you again, sir, and congratulations on all your success. I'm a big fan.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, my friend. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them, and what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.